Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday morning, August the 1st, 2021. Hallelujah. Now, I am Bishop Shalene Cook. I'm the woman of God of this assembly, but as always, I am joined by some beautiful, spirit-filled, dynamic family members in the persons of our very own Minister Tina, Minister Gladys, our beautiful Apostle, Apostle Zeta, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and we'd like to say a very special good morning, hallelujah, to Apostle Edwin Holloway, because today is his birthday. So from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Ministries, we want to just wish the mighty man of God happy birthday. We love you. God bless you. And we are praying that the Lord blesses you with many, many more. Hallelujah. So at this time, we will now go to opening prayer with our very own Minister Tina. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, glorifying you and magnifying you and always. Heavenly Father, we pray for ministry this morning. We pray for the listeners who are listening. May they have ears to hear, open their hearts to hear your message. This morning, we pray for the messenger who's going to be delivering the message from you and your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this gracious day, and thank you for all the blessings that you give to us every day. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
hallelujah, glory. I'm available, Lord, to you. That was Pastor Brunson, Milton Brunson, singing, I'm available. Well, saints of God, it is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the beloved mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth and read to us a powerful reading from a devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So please, now give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. Our meditational reading this morning is entitled, Confessing Your Righteousness Pleases God. We'll be looking at Romans 10 and 6, and partly it reads, The Righteousness of Faith Speaks. Now, every time you confess, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, God the Father is pleased. When you confess that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, it reminds him of what his Son has done for you to become righteous. Also, by making the righteous, God is showing himself righteous to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. You can read more of that in Romans 3:26. Each time Jesus hears you confess, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, it brings much pleasure to his heart too, because you are laying hold of what he suffered and died to give you. The Holy Spirit who now indwells you to convict you of righteousness, John 16:7-10, also rejoices when you confess, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He is pleased when you flow with him. The delight of the Godhead is not the only thing you gain when you declare, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. The Bible tells us that when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Whether it is food, clothing, or other necessities in life, all these things will be added to you. They will not just be given to you, but added to you as your inheritance when you seek first his righteousness. You don't need to use your faith for every single need in life. You just need to use your faith for one thing, to believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, and it will cause all the blessings you seek to come after you and overtake you. May the Lord add blessings and favor and blessings to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, use your faith to simply believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, and the blessings you seek will come after you and overtake you. Amen and amen.
Things so undeserved, yet you
hallelujah, and glory to God. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family. Hallelujah. With one heart, on one accord, in one spirit, forgetting about ourselves and just simply standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. We pray for our unsaved loved ones. We pray for those unsaved co-workers, and we pray for those people that we meet on the street. We pray for the sick. We pray for the hurting. We pray for the abused and the misused, because we know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think to ask. So at this time, I want you to join with the Spirit Alive family. I want you to join hearts with Minister Tina, Minister Gladys, Apostle and Prophetess Holloway, Evangelist, Hallelujah Michelle, Mother Mitchell, and the woman that will be bringing us this powerful prayer, Apostle Zeta, as we go to the Lord in fervent prayer. So please bow your heart and let us go to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise our God. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you with thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for how you have watched over us. We thank you for waking us up this morning, starting a new day, new opportunities. Oh God, we just praise you. We thank you for how you have protected us, how you have watched over us. We thank you for your leading and guiding us. And this morning we come to you on the behalf of others. We're coming to you, Lord, praying for those, hallelujah, that are hurting. We pray for those that are going through. We pray, Lord, that you will give them a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We're depending on you because we know that we can trust you. We know that by faith, you will move in our behalf. And so we lift up those that are hurting today all over the world. We lift up those that are sick. We lift up the shut-ins. We lift up those that are in prison, jails, and in the youth programs, in the juvenile departments. We lift them all up to you, Lord, asking that you would have mercy, that you would save, that you would deliver, and that you would set free. We pray for those that are shut in the hospitals. We pray, Lord, that you would go to their bedsides this morning. We pray that you would touch, that you would heal, that you will wrought miracles in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for those that have no hope, that somehow it will be instilled in them that you are the one, that you are the Christ, that you are the Savior. In the name of Jesus, we pray for countries that are at odds with one another, threatening and speaking of war and all of these things. We come against those that are terrorists, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of hatred all over the world. We pray, Lord, that your love will be spread ever the more, in the name of Jesus. That you will use us, Lord, that have chosen you as our Lord and Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would use us to spread the love all over the world, that others will know, hallelujah, that by our love for one another, they can also have it. So we just praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just look to you for help, hallelujah, in many situations that we are faced in this world. Hallelujah. And in situations that we have no control over. But we know that you do, and we know that you can change the world. So we're depending on you today, God, in Jesus' name. We speak peace, peace, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, hallelujah, the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that people will, hallelujah, turn from their wicked ways. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that we all, hallelujah, will come to you in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, trusting and depending on you, hallelujah, to change this world, hallelujah, to heal our land, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Now we lift up our unsaved loved ones, pray, Lord, for them. We pray that you will draw them by your spirit. We pray that they will say yes to your will, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that many will be saved. Hallelujah. We also pray for more laborers in the vineyard. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that you would send forth more laborers in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, so that there will be a mighty harvest. And so we're trusting and believing you for that. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we pray for ourselves this morning. We ask, Lord, hallelujah, that you will give us the petitions that we have asked for. In the name of Jesus, we are believing you by faith, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, that the very things, hallelujah, that we desire of you, we will have them because we have put our trust in you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We lift up the Spirit of Life Ministries this morning. We lift up Bishop Shirlene Cook. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to make the way, that you will continue to provide, that you will continue to move in this
Thank
ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name
Thank
of
you.
Jesus, in Jesus' Please, name, we pray, Lord, that you will have your way. In the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
hallelujah,
always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And we claim it. All well in the
yes.
name of Jesus because our trust is in you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we also pray for those that are listening in this morning that they will receive a message, hallelujah,
yes,
that will
Lord.
Change their lives, hallelujah, that will transform, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for it. We
thank you, Lord.
If there are any sick among us, Lord, we pray that
heal
you will
us,
heal
God.
This morning. Hallelujah, that you will work a miracle in the name of Jesus, that you will make the way, that there will be a breakthrough in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you.
Give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. Give myself away, so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
by you.
So you can use me. I give myself away.
It is now time for this morning's message. So my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bibles and turn to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, because we are going to be continuing on our transformational journey to purpose. So please retrieve your Bibles and turn to Jeremiah chapter 1. And today we will be focused on verses 4 through 5. Let me begin with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I come before your throne of grace again, just thanking you for the opportunity to go out into the world and speak to your people about you. So I pray right now that I decrease, Lord God, and that you increase so that you will speak directly through to your people, through me. Lord, I pray that this message today will truly help someone, will deliver somebody, will encourage somebody, will edify somebody. And Lord, more than anything, I pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that today would be that day, Lord, that they would change their eternal address. And I pray this more than anything else in your holy and righteous name. Amen. Saints of God, my message for you this morning is very simple. But it can and will change your life if you will only believe it and receive it. So I want you to get ready to shout. Because the awesome message that I have for you this morning is that Father God has uniquely created you so special that you are like no other human being on earth. Yes, we have all been uniquely created on purpose for a purpose. And it is simply amazing. Now let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. And it says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Now, while living in California, one of my favorite things to do was to attend festivals with my husband. I love seeing so many vendors not selling that same old commercial, cloned, everybody has one, so you should too stuff. No, these vendors were dedicated to selling unique works. They were original, and they had been carefully and lovingly created by themselves. Now, of course, the food vendors were always the most popular because they invited you to see their abilities and unique creations and then experience them firsthand. Now, many of them would even give away samples, making their abilities a gift to anyone simply walking by. It was also amazing to see so many different cultures and people represented. And no matter what kind of festival they were having, it was always amazing to see how different cultures could use the same things, but in very different ways. I also loved seeing all the beautiful clothes and get-ups from around the world, all the beautiful shades and hues of people, hair colors, eye colors. You see, they were all unique and beautiful. Which is the same way that God created you and he created me. For Ephesians 2 and 10 declares, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So you see, God's word says that the purpose of creating us as a unique work of art is not only for our benefit, but he did it to accomplish the good things or good works which he had already planned long ago for us to do for him through serving others. Our Father has given us abilities to carry out our purpose for the benefit of serving others in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, first and foremost, as we've been speaking about as we look toward our purpose, is we were uniquely created to be in a relationship with God. So just as you are uniquely one of a kind, God wants a one of a kind relationship with you, and he wants a one of a kind relationship with me. And because he is infinitely creative, sovereign, powerful, and loving, he can do that. You see, he can have a unique, one of a kind personal relationship with you, and he can do the same thing with me. And he can do it with each and every person in a way that it is not like anyone else's on earth. But it even gets better. God uniquely created you and me so that we don't have to look at anyone else and try to be more like them. Because God has a unique and amazing purpose for the uniquely created person that he made you and me to be. I have never understood, folks, that's in the body of believers that sit up and get jealous over what somebody else is doing or how God is blessing somebody else when all they need to do is change their heart, open their mouth, hallelujah, and ask. But it even gets better. Hallelujah. We don't have to, not only do we not have to try to be like other people, we just need to keep our eyes focused on the Lord, because he's sovereign and he orchestrates our life's events, and they have been uniquely orchestrated according to our unique personality. Every relationship and experience that we have ever had in our life or will ever have, good or bad, he made or allowed to happen. And he can and he will use it for your good. You see, he has a purpose and a plan for everything. He wants to use us to bring glory to himself and make a difference in this world. He wants us to impact people for Christ. And we will be able to do that if we just yield to him and allow him to work through us. So as we continue forward, I want you to ask yourself a few questions in the back of your mind. I want you to start thinking about, how do I recognize and identify my abilities? I want you to start thinking about God's plan for you according to the abilities that he gave you. And then lastly, we're going to look at how you can turn those abilities into a gift for someone else. Now, our unique abilities can be determined as natural, classified as natural or spiritual. Now, we identify natural abilities by the skills and talents that we have, and these abilities often define who we are, and they direct our life choices. Now, the sad part about it is many people have never really explored who God has made them to be, because they have not tapped into all of the potential that God has given to them. Now, on the other hand, we may know some of our natural abilities, but we haven't really been using them specifically to serve God. So ask yourself, what are my natural abilities? And am I specifically using them to please God? Next, we are given spiritual abilities by God when we come into faith in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit can give us these spiritual gifts as he sees fit, when he chooses, how he chooses. Now, this morning, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about the different spiritual gifts and abilities, but I want you to know this. Whatever your ability, whatever your gifting, it has a place in the kingdom of God, and it has a place here. Whether natural or spiritual, you need to know that God gave us these abilities so that we can serve him by serving others. You see, God's plan, hallelujah, is that we bless others, and our abilities are intended to be gifts that will be given away to God and others for his glory. Because you know what? Some of us are giving ourselves over to some crazy things right now. So I'm going to ask you this morning, what are you giving yourself away to right now? Are you giving yourself away to your money or your possessions? Are you giving yourself away to your family and careers? Now listen, our abilities are certainly meant to be used in those areas, but they are not the top priority. They are not our final goal, because we can read in 1 Corinthians 12:7 that a spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. Know how I know? I read 1 Peter 4:10-11. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. Faithfully, now let me say that again, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Then God will be giving glory to everything through Jesus Christ. Now listen, I want you to get this down in your spirit. Our abilities remain ours until we give them away. We may be using them right now, but they may be focused on things other than God. But I came to tell you this morning, that our gifts are fully realized when we give them to God and let him use them. What you talking about, Bishop Cook? This is what I'm talking about. We have to let God use our gifts, our purpose, to build up his church. We have to grow up and build up other people. We need to use our gifts to encourage and share Christ's love in the lives of others.
Yes,
and not just the people that look like us.
Yes.
Not just the people that run in our circles.
Yes.
But everybody that we encounter.
Yes.
We need to be prepared.
Yes.
To pour into them our gifts, our love, our talents. And then, first and foremost, we can only do that when we live it ourselves. We need to be constantly seeking to become like Christ. We need to be constantly examining ourselves, making sure that we truly are the righteousness of Jesus. Because we have no business running around boasting in things that we're not walking in. Now, let me share with you a few purpose preventions. Because there are many, many reasons that will try to keep you from giving your abilities away to others. Flathead knows them all, and he uses them well. One of the biggest ones, fear of rejection. What if I put my wear my love on my sleeve and this person rejects me? So what? Some are still rejecting Jesus.
Yes.
And he died for them.
Yes.
Come out your feelings. Get over yourself and really get into Jesus. Some have a fear of failure. And I like to flip that. Some people have a fear of failure and others have a fear of succeeding. Because the word of God says to whom much is given, much is required. So there's a lot of us that like to sit around and talk about what we coulda, shoulda, woulda, what we may do one day, but we really don't want to do it. Because then what happens if it doesn't work out right? Well, let me assure you that if you are truly in relationship with the Most High God, Elohim, creator of all things, the one who cannot lie, the one who cannot fail, then what are you fearing? And then some people, they just have a fear of commitment. They don't want to get into nothing on the for real, real. Believe it or not, saints of God, there are some people that enter into ministries with the agenda of only doing as little as possible. They want to do just enough to look connected, but they don't want to be edified, they don't want to be discipled, and they don't really want to be corrected. They want to give their minimal while they expect Jesus to give their all, his all. They want to talk a good game, but they don't want to walk what they talk. Some come in with built-in excuses for why they're not going to complete the task at hand. And we need to pray for them, saints of God, because the word of God tells us that though when we see our brothers and sisters overcome in a fault, those of us who are spiritual should restore them. And let me be the first one to start. Because I came to tell you this morning, you don't have to be limited by what you think about your abilities or by what others think of them. Because God is the God of all possibilities. And as we learn, beloved, we must believe he will give us the grace to grow. We need to find our confidence and validation in God. Because we're his masterpiece. And so the abilities that he has given us are of great value. So stop looking to man for your approval. Stop looking for those that a girl way that a boy, that a girl, way to go. You better be worried about what God knows about you instead of what people think about you. Because all the validation you ever needed, will ever need, Jesus did it when he hung, bled, and died on that cross at Calvary. Now, if that don't make you worth something, I don't know what will. Okay? We are given these abilities to give away. Because once our gifts have been given, they help us to fulfill our planned purpose. So the same way that we need an encounter and a relationship with God in order to fully understand and live out our God-given purpose, we must also have an encounter and relationship with Jesus on the daily so that our natural and spiritual abilities will be fully discovered and utilized every day. How do we do that? Well, first, you need to identify your natural and spiritual gifts. Then you need to understand, hallelujah, that those gifts were given to you by God. You didn't work your way into them. You didn't earn your way up on them. They were gifts from God. So the next thing you should do is take those gifts that he has given you and serve in an area where he needs you. The Bible reminds us that we are gifted to serve each other. And when we don't use our gifts and abilities to serve the whole body, the whole church suffers. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11 says, and I quote God, he says, God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originated in God's Spirit. God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they are all originated in God's Spirit. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God himself is behind it all. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit to all kinds of people the way he sees fit. But when we don't play our part, it affects everyone around us. So we must always remember that there are no unimportant gifts or places of service in the church. And it doesn't matter how large or small they are. It doesn't matter if they're out front or behind the scenes. Let me tell you something. They are all vital and necessary for the building up and the good health of the body of Christ. So ask yourself this morning, how can I help? Go out this week and find somebody to share your abilities with. Give yourself away so that somebody else might increase in the kingdom. Oh, that's one good. That's one thing I love about the Lord. Hallelujah. I am always ready to decrease in order for someone else to step up and increase. Because if that's the way, because that is the only way I feel like I'm truly living my purpose. See, when I read Ephesians 4:11, I understood that those were giftings of the called and sent. They were not titles. They did not entitle me to do anything but be responsible and accountable to God and his people. Hallelujah. When I accepted my call, I was telling God, use me, Lord. If you can use anybody, you can use me. Use me, Lord. I'm available to you. Use me, Lord. I want my life to be a living example of who you are. Use me, Lord, any way that you want to. I'm ready to give myself away. Because, Father God, I have found out, as I have been walking on this life, this road of faith, that the more I give myself away, the more you refuel me. The more you build me, the more you build me up, the more you resurge me, the more you restore me, the more you revive me, the more I give myself away, God, the more I say to you, use me, hallelujah, the more blessed I become. And I'm not doing nothing to be blessed, oh God. That's just the way it works out, because you reward those who are obedient to your holy word and walk in your ways. Hallelujah. So I ask you this morning, what is your next step? Maybe this morning it is because simply to become a follower of Jesus and to begin a life-changing adventure with the God who created the universe. And he created you too. Maybe your next step is to identify and learn more about your abilities and then discover what kind of gifts they can become. Or maybe your next step is to give your ability away. Maybe it's time that you begin to use your gifts for someone else. Give it to God for his work and for his church. Live the destiny that God planned for you. And I want you to know, if you're within the sound of my voice, you have a place and purpose here at Spirit Alive. Each and every week, we offer you the opportunity to discover your calling, to use your gifts, and be yourself, fulfilling God's plan for your life. Bishop Cook ain't got no plan for your life, but God sure does. Hallelujah. Bishop Cook can't tell you what to do, because she don't know you like that, but God sure can. Hallelujah. I want you to get up and get ready and go out and do what God has called you to do. Stop sitting on the sidelines of life. Stop letting flathead Satan talk you out of the best opportunities of your life. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. And when you are a person, I can testify this morning, when you know your purpose, and when you truly know that you are sitting in the will of God, I testify this morning, folks don't bother you. Huh? You know why? Because you're not worrying about why they're here. You don't worry about why they're doing what they're doing. You're just too busy doing what God told you to do. Huh? Now, see, I believe all of God's word. And Ephesians 4 and 11 has a job description in there just for me. It says everything that I do, I'm supposed to do to edify and perfect the saints for what? The work of the ministry. And that's what we do here. Everything that needs to be done within this ministry, saints of God, I can do by myself. I've been preaching and teaching for over 30 years. But now, my thing is, if Jesus said, go ye therefore, why would I try to do it all when I don't have to? Why would I burn myself out when I don't have to? Why would I do that when God has sent good and faithful servants right now into the vineyard? See, the people here, you're going to hear them preach. You might hear them teach. You're going to hear them pray. Whatever might be going on here at Spirit Alive, anything that I can do, I trust the one of them to do the same thing. Why? Because the same spirit that's moving in me is moving in them. The same God that gave me purpose has given them their purpose. So, saints of God, I really pray this morning that you understand your purpose. And I am going to, at this time, I pray that you were edified by this message. At this time, I'm going to ask that my sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, come forth, and she is going to invite you into a relationship with the Lord, and she's going to pray for you. That will be followed by our sister, Minister Gladys, because Minister Gladys has a true desire for people that are struggling to really let go and let God. So, my brothers and sisters, right now I'm going to call my sister and God's evangelist, Evangelist Kathy Horton, for it, and she will give you, she would like to kindly extend an invitation to you into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Praise God, saints, and all that's listening. Beautiful. God bless the message, glory, and God bless the messenger. New saints, or those that are about to become saints, she showed you something if you were listening. She told you, you have a purpose. Everybody listening to this program has a purpose. So you're not listening to this by accident. God is drawing you. Now, if you can just believe and accept what you heard, you can be a part of that. And if you can, and if you will, and if you desire, please repeat after me.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I believe and accept your word and what you've done and want to become a part of this family. So now I surrender myself to you and make you Lord of my life.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for making yourself real to me this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. See, it's very
Amen.
Simple. It's not hard. It's not hard. Just believe in your heart. Now, I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this moment and this opportunity to come before you. I ask you to bless those who have said that prayer in the name of Jesus, have received you as their Savior, that you make yourself real to them beyond a shadow of a doubt, and they grow in you in the name of Jesus. And as they read the word and study the word, give them wisdom and understanding as they read in Jesus' name. Those that have fallen by the wayside, Father, bring them back. Bring them back. They
yes.
said this prayer, so receive them back into your glory in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
there are those who heard this that were sick. Glory. Father, heal them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Heal the mind, body, and soul. And so they will have a testimony to share with others, and that they can walk in your purpose, and their lives give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I am very much, I want to praise God for Minister Gladys, who I'm about to bring forward. She is sitting and at the foot of at the feet of Apostle Zeta Flowers, and I just love both of them very much, and I know that she has a heart for people that are struggling. So this morning, the Lord just asked me to ask you, Minister Gladys, to pray for those who might not be that might suffer with the issues of fear of failure, or fear of rejection, or fear of commitment. I want they're struggling. So, my sister, I want you to come forth and truly pray for these people so that some yokes might be broken on this day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, Father, thanking you for another wonderful day, loaded with blessings that was not promised, Father God, Lord, but you give them to us, Father God, Lord. You let us walk in your glory on today, Father, and we give you all thanks, Lord. Lord, I'd like to pray for my brothers and sisters, Father God, Lord, that are suffering, Father God, Lord, from the lacks of, Father God, Lord. Lord, when suffering with anxiety and depression, Lord, feeling of failure, Father God, Lord, we denounce all of that,
Come
Father
on.
God. We know that it is not
yes.
of God, Lord.
Lord,
you are a mighty man, Lord, and we are peculiar people, Father God, Lord.
Yes,
Lord,
Father.
That you stretch your hand and guide us, Father God, Lord, and lead us, Father God, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you just cover the hearts of the sufferers on today, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Let them allow them to look to the hills which come up their help and their strength, Father
yes,
God,
Jesus.
Lord, which come from you, Lord, from above, Father God, Lord. Lord, we denounce anything, any trauma experiences that they have had in their childhood or in their adulthood, Father God, that
yes,
have been stagnated,
God, Lord. We ask that you loose those chains, Father God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and send them forth, Father God, Lord, so that they can look to you, Father God, Lord, and accept you into their hearts and their minds and lives, Father God, for perfect guidance, Father God, Lord. Lord, we know the road is not easy, Father God, Lord, but if we look to you, Lord, you can smooth it out, Lord. Open
doors, Jesus,
and shut doors that need to be shut. Gurgitate folks out of our lives, Father God, Lord. We know you could do it all, Father God, Lord, and set our feet on a firm foundation, Father God, Lord. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you that I could call on you for help for my brothers and sisters, Father God, Lord, that you will lead and guide them, Father God. Lift their heads, Lord. Raise their hearts, Father God, Lord, so that they can continue looking to you, Father God.
Yes.
For all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We give God glory and honor and praise. And because this is such a time as this, and because God needs us to step into position, because we are at war, today's message was simple. Doesn't need to be regurgitated. Doesn't need to be re-preached. So instead of taking comments today, I've been led to ask the Spirit Alive family to each one come and pray for their brothers and sisters concerning purpose as the Holy Spirit lays it in their spirit, as the Holy Spirit lays it on their heart. This is one of those times that I want us to cover purpose from the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top. So I'm going to be asking right now that Apostle Edwin Holloway come forth and pray for all the wives. And then I'm going to ask for Prophetess Holloway to come forth and pray for all of the husbands. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, we come, oh God, lifting up the wise.
Yes.
Oh God, we ask you, Lord, to touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, God. They let them know, God, that they are the better half. They are
yes.
the helpmeet, God, that they have a purpose. Oh, God, and their purpose is to lift up their husband. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to encourage him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they, oh, God, are not just there just to be, but they have a purpose and God has a plan for them in the name of Jesus so that they may seek your face, God.
Yes,
seek
Lord.
Your face to move to find that purpose, God, in the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus, Lord, that they are not lonely, that they have a husband, they are married, but God, that you are walking with them and leading
yes,
and guiding
yes.
them into their destiny, God. Well, God, if we look to Proverbs 31, God, that
yes.
she is a helpmeet, that she can touch, oh God. She can be a blessing to her family, God. She's
yes.
a wise, she is a wise master builder. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
in
we
the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus. Thank
we
you.
We give you all praise. We give you all glory and honor for them, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Prophetess Kathleen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We just give you the praise and the glory and the honor for this time, Father God, as we lift up the husbands, oh God, that you will touch them, oh God, and let them know that you are with them, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give them more wisdom, Father God, and direction for that family, oh God, that they will be that priest of the household that you're calling for in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we just thank you that as the wives and even the children are lifting the husbands up, oh God, that they continue their purpose for you, God,
yes,
to be a blessing
yes,
in the household of faith as well as their family first, oh God. Family first, oh God. God first, family second. Father God, that you will speak to the husbands. And Father God,
yes,
we just thank you for giving them strength and endurance physically as well as spiritually. Father God, that you will encourage their hearts in the purpose that you set them in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the husbands today and
yes,
for how
Lord.
You're blessing them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Mother Mitchell, pray for the family.
Most Heavenly Father, gracious God, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you, Jesus, that you give us families. We thank you, Lord, because family is all there is. You are our Father. Jesus is our brother. And everything, everybody else is our family. We thank you, Lord, and put our trust in you to help us to be guidance and help and love and help us to make them more like you. Help me to be more like you. Help us to lay upon them and help them to understand and have the wisdom and the grace to understand to be more like you.
Amen.
Is what we are striving to be. Help us, Father God, in all that we do
yes,
that lays upon the hearts and the of our family members, Lord. Help them to know that we love them. They're precious to us. Help us to defend them in all things that we can do to bring them closer to you. We ask it all in thy Son, blessed and matchless name. Amen. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. Minister Tina, pray specifically for our young people.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace, lifting up your beautiful children that you have blessed us with, Heavenly Father. We know that you have gifted us with these beautiful children and that you may give us the grace to be able to teach them your way, Heavenly Father. Lifting up the children to you so that they know
yes,
their Father, their Jesus, died for them, and that they too are loved and that they are important, and that we as parents and grandparents know just how precious they are in your eyes. We thank you so much for the children you have blessed us with, and we pray that they learn to know you in every way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just praise God for the fact that I have all of you here. I'm going to say good morning to Evangelist Michelle. Good morning, Evangelist Michelle. Are you in the room with us? I don't want to overlook her before I continue on. Okay. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta, my beautiful sister, mother, and friend, please pray for the servant leaders. Apostle Zeta?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Would you please lead us in prayer for our servant leaders? Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God, I come to you trusting, Lord, for the servant leaders, for us that have chosen, hallelujah, you have chosen us rather, but we have chosen also to serve. And so I lift this up to you today in the name of Jesus, every servant leader, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we will look to you in everything that we do, that we will look to you for your guidance.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
For
go
your
ahead.
Leading, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen us
yes.
today. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, allow us to operate in your power and in your strength, not our own.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, that we will be the leader that you are calling for in these evil days. Hallelujah. That those that you send to us, Lord, hallelujah, will hear the true word of God, hallelujah, that nothing will be watered down, sugar-coated, but that it will come forth as you would have it, straight from you, straight from your heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give us a heart like you in the name of
yeah.
Jesus. And we will show forth our compassion, our love, our care, hallelujah, to those that you send, hallelujah, to us, hallelujah, to lead and to guide, to teach, to train. In the name of
yes.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, that whatever we give out, hallelujah, will be helpful to another. It is not about us, hallelujah.
Yes.
But allow us always, hallelujah, and give us that desire to always point whoever you send, hallelujah, that they will be pointed in your direction in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And as you have given many of us, especially in the fivefold ministry, the gifts, the callings, and so forth, hallelujah. They may be the same, but we all operate different. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. Amen.
How you operate in us and through us
in
according
us.
To our own
yes,
personalities,
Lord.
Our own talents, hallelujah, our own lifestyle,
yes,
hallelujah, and whatever. Hallelujah. But let us go forth, Lord, that others might see you in us more than
yes.
anything. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. In Jesus' name, that through us they may see you, hallelujah, and decide that they want to continue following you in Jesus'
yes.
name. And we thank you. We thank you for that.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we just thank you that there are, hallelujah, no little yous. There are no
hallelujah.
Big eyes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
But it's you, hallelujah. You are the one, hallelujah. You are the one that we want to be on, we want on display.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
so
Lord,
help us
always.
To do that. Hallelujah, each day in Jesus'
every
name.
Every day, Lord,
we thank
yes.
you for it. We
thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us to be more like you each day.
Yes, Lord.
In
please,
Jesus'
sir.
Name. Amen
hallelujah.
And amen. That souls may be saved. Hallelujah. That
yes,
there will
yes.
be a great harvest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we are in obedience
hallelujah.
To you and your plan.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen
thank
and
you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Evangelist Kathy Horton, I'm going to need you because the people around the world need the hurricane right now. They need a Holy Ghost hurricane. So I want you to come on in the room. And pray for them folks over in Israel that's listening. Pray for those folks over there in Russia that's listening. Pray for those folks over there in Palestine that's listening, in Nepal and Brazil. I want you, my sister, to pray for them.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God is wonderful. He's just wonderful.
Yes,
thank
he
you
is.
For the opportunity and privilege. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity and privilege to come before you and pray for your people and pray for those that's coming into the fold. Thank you. Lord,
yes.
bless them. Bless them in a mighty way. Make
yes.
yourself real to them. them beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yes, sir.
I bind the hands of Satan in all his works and stumbling blocks in the name of Jesus. Every voodoo spirit, every ungodly spirit that is out there that's attacking these people in the name of Jesus, I bind them in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. Lord, open their hearts where they can receive you. Move these stumbling blocks where they can receive you in the name of Jesus. Hurt, pain, everything they're going to, remove it where they can receive you in the name of Jesus, where they can bring you, come into the house of God without a doubt. Father, bless them. Bless them in a mighty way. Bless their household. Bless everything their hands do to your glory in the name of Jesus. Those who have hardened hearts, soften their hearts in the name of Jesus where they receive you. Father, let them know that you're real and you care and you love them more than they will ever know. In the name of Jesus. And all these countries that are living, that are here and in listening to this broadcast, whatever the need is for your people, in the name of Jesus. You are our source. You are our provider. You are our only one we can go to. There is no other name in heaven and earth but the name of Jesus. Come in the name of Jesus. Fix it. Fix it in the name of Jesus. Fix it and fix us in the name of Jesus, that we might be, that we might, she said earlier, the righteousness of God, and that our light shines. And whoever they are, wherever they are, let your light shine in them. And as I always pray, that they also be, glory to God, your
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and their lives give you the glory. And thank you in advance for hearing and answering our prayer.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, saints of God, see, that right there. Is why I listen to my father every second of every day. See, that just took me to a whole nother level right there. I'm ready to go outside right now and preach to somebody, because that my brothers and sisters have gotten me all fired up all over again just with the prayers. Hallelujah. But now we still have a few moments. So if you are sitting in our sanctuary this morning and you would like to put your praise on it, you may press your 1 and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. I just want the saints of God to know I have had a lot of young people in the chat room this morning, and this morning we have added 3. I have 3 young people, Tiffany, Marcus, and sweetheart, Michaela, I want you to know we're blessed that you said that prayer. We're happy that you are now seeking your purpose. We want you to know that you need to get into a Christ-centered church, not a purpose-driven church. Because, see, Christ is our purpose. So get into a Christ-centered church, and so where you can begin to learn about your gifts and your talents and your abilities. Study the Word of God to show yourself approved. Ask the Holy Spirit to ask you, ask the Holy Spirit to show you and lead you and guide you in the things of God. Because the Holy Spirit will never, ever lead you wrong. And we just praise God that the prayers of the righteous do avail much. And we praise God that when we serve a God, that when we pray, he's a right now God. He's an on time God. He never lets us down. And I want you to know, Mark Pearson, okay, I want you all to know, this is the reason that we do this for you. For you. See, God died for you. And we want you to know that he thought you was worth it, and so do we. So I just want to thank everybody for being here. If there be nothing else, we will listen to our benediction, and I will dismiss you from service. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.
Amen. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. We really and truly pray that you have heard something on today that has edified your spirit. Hallelujah. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network because there is something truly for everyone. Tomorrow you can join me on Taking It to the Streets, where I will be talking about, will you hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Not well done, my apostle. Not well done, my bishop. Not well done, my evangelist. But well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. So, from our house to your house, it is, we truly pray that you be ye transformed. Go in peace. Know that you are loved by God. And we love you too. Have a beautiful and blessed afternoon. God bless you. Until we speak again, we love you. Bye-bye, everybody. God bless you. Happy birthday, Apostle. God bless everybody.
God bless
love
you all.
Bishop.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
I love you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. That's a beautiful experience. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Have a wonderful week.